Welcome to Splendid Speaking, speaking skills for advanced learners of English. This and other podcasts can be found at splendidspeaking.com.
Welcome to the Splendid Speaking podcast. My name's Pete Travis, and this week we're listening to Stefania from Italy, who's preparing for CPE. A reminder that transcripts for all podcasts, including this one, are available to subscribers of our mailing list. You can sign up to the newsletter from www.splendidspeaking.com. Have you ever thought what you'd do if you won the lottery? Well, this week, Stefania was asked to give a short 2-minute presentation on that very subject. Shortly before the interview in Skype, I sent Stefania the following question. Would winning the lottery or a large sum of money make a huge difference to your life? She was told she could include any of the following ideas: how she would feel, how she would spend or share the money, and in what way it would change her life. With a talk like this, the speaker needs to be able to speculate and hypothesize, in this case, about how their life would be different if they won the lottery. As you listen, decide how well Stefania manages to use speculative language as naturally as possible. If you have access to the transcript, listen a second time and answer the comprehension questions. Finally, make a note of her use of English, which we'll look at in the feedback session. Let's listen to Stefania.
Okay, Peter. So, why or how would winning a lot of money at the lottery change my life? Well, first let me tell you, I never really won anything in my life. I don't even really buy lottery tickets or anything. I think if that ever happened to me, the first feeling would be I would just be overwhelmed, having like all this money all of a sudden and having to decide what to do with it. When you actually dream about winning a lottery, there's a lot of things that come to mind, but I think when it really comes down to it, it wouldn't be like an easy decision. So I guess after I got over the initial feeling, I would want to secure a future. That's definitely something that I would want to do. Nowadays that's a nice thing to have, a security for the future. And something else that comes to mind is probably funding or helping with the funding of research with cancer. And that's because cancer has touched my family more than once. So that's something that I feel really strongly about. I would probably like also to help family and friends that are like in need, or I think it would just be kind of nice for once to maybe just, you know, tell a friend like, you know, oh, here, this is the card that you always dreamt about. So here, this is going to be like your birthday present. I think that, that would feel pretty good. And also something that when my husband and I sometimes talk about, you know, winning a lot of money, we've always talked about buying a house in a place like New York, just because we live in a place here that doesn't really have like a lot to offer in terms of entertainment, culture, you know, shopping. So that would be like another nice thing. I think my life would change mostly in terms of, feeling like the sense of security for the future, not having to worry about what lies ahead. I don't think I would stop working for a couple of reasons. A, because I really love what I do, so I don't think I would want to stop doing it. And I don't think I would want to be, just like sitting around all day with all this money, just all this money to sort of like play with. So I still think I would probably be having the same kind of life, at least at the moment.
Let's start by thanking Stefania for taking part in this Skype interview and for agreeing to be recorded. why not go to the Splendid Speaking website and leave your own comments on her talk? Let's give Stefania some feedback. This was an excellent talk which answered the question and contained some interesting ideas as to how she would deal with all that money. Stefania has spent quite a while working in an English-speaking environment and has developed a very good level of spoken English. This is apparent in her ability to use language to speculate effortlessly. Did you notice that when imagining how she would react, she automatically used second conditional structures? Here are just a few examples.
I think if that ever happened to me, the first feeling would be I would just be overwhelmed. I think when it really comes down to it, it wouldn't be like an easy decision. So I guess after I got over the initial feeling, I would want to secure a future. That's definitely something that I would want to do.
And this was reinforced by regular use of words like probably, definitely, I guess, maybe. Her level of fluency was apparent in the natural way she used fillers such as you know, like, and sort of.
You know, we've always talked about buying a house in a place like New York, just because we live in a place here that doesn't really have like a lot to offer in terms of entertainment, culture, you know, shopping. So that would be like another nice thing. And I don't think I would want to be, you know, just like sitting around all day with all this money, you know, maybe, you know, just all this money to sort of like play with.
Stefania organized the talk around the three suggested topics that were offered to her, which can be a good strategy to use. However, this is an edited version of the original presentation, which actually went on for about 5 minutes. In the final 2 minutes, which have been cut, Stefania went into more detail about how her life would change. In the CPE exam, she would not be given this much time, and we discussed how regular practice will help her time her talks better. She used vocabulary appropriate to the context and some nice expressions such as to secure a future, when it comes down to it, something comes to mind, and a sense of security. Finally, her use of English was of a very good level, and there are only a few mistakes this week. Can you spot anything in these extracts which could be seen as minor errors in an exam?
Why or how would winning a lot of money at the lottery change my life? Why or how would winning a lot of money at the lottery change my life? When you actually dream about winning a lottery, is probably funding or helping with the funding of research with cancer is probably perhaps. Funding or helping with the funding of research with cancer.
Did you spot the mistakes?
Why or how would winning a lot of money at the lottery change my life?
We say on the lottery, not at the lottery.
When you actually dream about winning a lottery,
the definite article is used with lottery, so we say winning the lottery.
Is probably funding or helping with the funding of research with cancer.
Two mistakes here. Research in this context is an uncountable noun and doesn't take an article. We also say research into, not with. Okay, that's the end of this podcast. Once again, many thanks to Stefania. Until next week, it's bye from me, Pete Travis. And remember that you can download the transcript to this and all previous podcasts by signing up to the Splendid Speaking newsletter, a link to which you'll find at www.splendidspeaking.com. Do you feel you could do with a little more help to present yourself when using English? For example, in an advanced English exam, at a job interview, a networking event or a party? Do you want to make more of an impact when you have to speak at length in English? For example, when giving a formal presentation or making a spontaneous talk at work or at university? If so, then find out more about the exciting new product from Flojo called Splendid Speaking. Visit us at www.splendidspeaking.com.